This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
It's funny because I was just thinking about this the other day. I was driving and I was listening to a song, and there's like a very distinct chord progression that I like, mm-hmm. but I have no way to explain it to somebody else. It's like, it's just this, because I don't know music chords, so I couldn't say, oh, well, it's like a F sharp and it goes down to E and to D minor, and it's like just that 1, 2, 3, and it's like I can't explain that to somebody. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. We are back again for another week. It's Spider and Ashley. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm good. I'm trying to think of what happened this week.
You have a pretty quiet week.
Yeah, not much happened. Just babysitting, walking dogs, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today was fun, though, because I had to walk my aunt's dog and it was raining.
Oh,
like
that's
all
always,
day.
It's always but... wonderful.
Yeah, but luckily I had that like rain jacket thing that we bought for Chicago, so I just used that and it was okay. Fine.
That's cool. Doggy get wet?
Oh, yeah, but she didn't care.
Well, as long as she doesn't mind, then it's all okay.
Nope, she walked right outside and was like, okay.
Like, this is fine.
Unlike Love, one of our foster dogs, because if it's raining, she will, like, not go outside unless you force her outside. Even then, she'll just stand at the door and stare at you and just wait. Like, she won't even go to the bathroom. She hates the rain. She's crazy. She will hold it like all day.
Wow.
Until it stops raining. She's just a mess.
I can just imagine her just standing at the door, just looking back at you and thinking, like, you seriously, like, you expect me to go out in that? Are you crazy?
What? And then even when she's already out there, it's like, you're already there, just go. She's like, nope, it's raining. So she's weird. How was your week?
My week wasn't too bad. It was pretty quiet. Half of my team are out of the office. Three of them are traveling for a training, and another one, she's off on vacation. So it's like me and one other guy and our supervisor, and that's it. So it's been a pretty quiet week. Two of them should be back next week, but then another two are going to be gone, so it's still going to be crazy. And then I think the week after that, that's like the last week of June, they should all be back then. Nope, I think the other two might be gone the last week of June. And then I'm going to be gone the first week of July. I'm going to be away from the office for 3 weeks in July.
Dang.
Yeah, so I'll be jet setting a little bit.
You sound like you work at RT.
Yeah, I'll start racking up some miles. Luckily Dang. Enough, from a couple of trainings that I've done up until this point, I got enough miles to actually use my points to fly to Austin for RTX. So I didn't even have to pay for a plane ticket. So I thought nice. That was pretty cool. Hmm. So maybe in the next couple of months or I can rack up enough points to go somewhere else fun.
Yeah, somewhere fun, not somewhere boring, like, honestly, most places.
Well, it depends on what you do when you get there. You got to make it fun, I guess.
I guess.
But speaking of boring, so I have a question for you. It might seem kind of random, but when you're bored and you might find yourself going online to try to find something to do, like if you were to go to Google to search for something to look at or something to read or anything like that, what would it be? Well, what would you go to the internet to look for to cure your boredom?
Maybe some type of like phone game that I can play. Or sometimes it depends on what I'm in the mood for. Sometimes I'll look up just like, I don't know, like animal facts or something. Not necessarily like that, but like articles I can read on animals or something. Sometimes I'll take like personality tests or, you know, something like that. Just kind of depends on my mood as to what I look up. But usually it'll be something like some type of game I can play, because then that usually lasts me. Yeah, what about you?
For me, I have like a routine that I go through. It's like a tiered list. Like, okay, step one, go to Google, see whatever headlines they have on the homepage. You know, like the Google like alerts or whatever based on my search history. So go through that. Secondly, go to IMDb, see if there are any new movie trailers out to anything that I'm interested in seeing. So I'll go look at that. And this is granted that I've watched everything Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter, and I just, there's nothing else for me to watch on there. That's always first. But that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll go to Google, see what's going on over there. And mostly it's pretty much, for me, based on my search history, it's always like Marvel movie news, keto diet stuff, and probably like some old article about iPhone tricks, stuff that, like 13 things you didn't know your iPhone could do. And it's like stuff that everybody already knows.
Yeah.
So go to Google, go to IMDb. What do I do next? I might go to Google News and just like browse through news articles. I guess you could call them articles. So I'll just like skip over political. Was like world news, national news. I'll skip over most of that because it's mostly political stuff. I'll go to technology and entertainment and read up on that stuff, see what's going on with that. Maybe sports, mostly sports during football season, not necessarily during basketball season or anything like that. But so through those three, I'll kind of tab down to the science section just to see if there's anything really interesting. But if not, then I'll just skip all of that altogether. And if after all of that, I'm still bored, I'll go to and just like start image searching random stuff. One particular favorite of mine is do a Google image search for puppies sleeping on their backs. And so that always both funny and adorable. And so that tends to pass the time just scrolling through those pictures.
Man, I don't think I've really Googled too much lately, because a lot of times recently now when I try, like when I find new games, it's because I get an ad on another game for it. And I'm like, yeah, hey, that looks interesting. So then I download it.
Yeah.
So that's mostly how I've been getting games. So like my cousin just recommended me one earlier. But yeah, sometimes I Google games, or there's this one website that we used back in, I think it was high school. Yeah, for like personality tests, because I took psychology and sociology, so we had to take like some personality tests and stuff. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I usually have to Google search it because I forget what the website is, but I find it, and sometimes I retake those because they have like the Myers-Briggs test and some other kind of things. And because, you know, sometimes your results change because you have give different answers. Or, you know, things like that. Or sometimes I'll look up new groups or new music that I can listen to. Just depends on the day and how bored I am.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, a lot of times I don't go to Google unless I literally have run out of options. Because it's just so hard to find anything on Google because it just gives you everything. And if you're not specific enough, like if you don't know what exactly you're looking for, sometimes it's hard to find anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just depends.
Have you ever heard of a game called Wiki Wars?
No.
So there was this YouTube channel. I don't know if they originated it, but there was a YouTube channel that I used to watch called Shmo Yoho. and they were famous for doing a series called Auto-Tune the News, where they would basically take a lot of news clips, which most of them were like political stuff or just like viral news headlines. And they would take those broadcasts and then they would, you know, set them to music and they would auto-tune the people that were speaking and they would remix it to make it sound like music lyrics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But so on their channel, they started doing this thing called Wiki Wars, where they would, two people would face off against each other and they would have their laptops, they would go to Wikipedia, and they would get a starting term or like a thing or anything or a person. So they would look that up and then it would be a race. And the first person to get to another term or a person or a thing or whatever, like something that's completely unrelated, they have to go from one term to the next term only by clicking the links in the Wikipedia page. So it's like you start off with the Liberty Bell and you have to end at Mickey Mouse. And so only going through the pages on Wikipedia and clicking on links, you had to navigate your way to the end term. And so all that is to say that I find myself doing that on Wikipedia sometimes. I just look up something, just some random thing that I happen to be thinking about. I was like, oh, because like today I was watching the Women's World Cup and they were mentioning the name of one of the goalies who used to play for the women's national team probably about, I want to say 10 years ago, I think. Maybe. Yeah, about 10, 12 years ago, I think. And so they brought up her name. And I was like, oh, I remember her. So I looked up her name and I was like, I wonder what she's been up to. So I looked her up, went to her Wikipedia page and started reading about her. I was like, oh, this is such and such. Clicked on that link and just started reading that. Oh, this is such and such. Clicked on that link. So it kind of is like a Wikipedia hole that you go down a little bit.
You just get sucked into.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've done similar things like that before. Like, you want to figure out where it's like, see this for more information to figure out what this term means. It's like, okay, and you click it, and it just, like, gives you the word in a sentence. It doesn't really tell you what it is. It's like, all right, that didn't help. I've done that with definitions for things. Oh, there's birds tweeting. I hope they're not too loud.
I actually don't hear them.
Okay, good. They're like screaming.
You have your windows open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as long as they're not caught, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So we might have talked about this before. And at least one of my answers is obvious. But I want to know what kind of music you listen to.
kind of music I listen to? It varies. If you want to talk about like just broad genres of music, it definitely varies. Because I don't tend to listen specifically for genre, because I feel like every genre has good music and bad music. But I generally just go for like the different types of melodies in the songs that I like. And I always, it's funny because I was just thinking about this the other day. I was driving and I was listening to a song, and there's like a very distinct chord progression that I like, but I have no way to explain it to somebody else. And it was like, it's just this, because I don't know music chords, so I couldn't say, oh, well, it's like a F sharp and it goes down to E and to D minor, and it's like just that 1, 2, 3, and it's like, I can't explain that to somebody, but it's just, I know it when I hear it, and it's so odd that when I hear it in certain songs, and it just like, I don't know, it like makes me shiver a little bit. It was like, I'm instantly in love with the song. But there are just some songs that I hear them for the first time and I instantly fall in love with them. Maroon 5's Harder to Breathe. I remember, I would think I was in high school when that song came out. And like the intro of it was like really drum heavy. Then it was like a hard guitar. And as soon as I heard like the first few notes, I was like, this is my favorite song right now. I don't want to listen to anything else. And it's stuff like that that kind of leads me into listening to more of the artists and liking more of their songs. But for the type of music that I listen to, like right now, I've been still listening to BTS because of you, which I appreciate. But I've listened to BTS. I've been listening to, and especially with like Apple Music and stuff now, where you don't have to buy a whole entire album. You can just listen to whatever song that you like. Let me see, what songs were I listening to today? I'm about to say, I hope it didn't just start playing on its own. Yeah, I started listening to One Direction randomly out of nowhere. I just remembered, I was like, oh, that was the One Direction song that I liked. And I just looked that up. Childish Gambino, Charlie Puth, Jimmy Eat World from way back in the day. So yeah, just a random assortment of a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I'm the same way, where it kind of varies. Like in general, I like more kind of upbeat kind of songs rather than slower songs. I don't really much care for usually. There are, you know, exceptions. Sometimes I like some of the slower ones. But like my sister, she really likes to listen to like sad songs, whether they're slower, upbeat, as long as they have like sad lyrics. I'm like, why? Those are like what I don't like. But yeah, obviously I listen to like K-pop and be one of my favorite groups, but I still listen to a ton of others, and there's different kinds of, technically, I guess you can go into other genres like K-hip-hop and things like that, but I don't really know what constitutes as that. I just call essentially all the Korean music I listen to K-pop.
I was just about to ask you, I was about to say, okay, hold up. What's the difference between K-pop and K-hip-hop? Because I would assume like early BTS would have been K-hip-hop instead of K-pop.
Yeah. Yeah, technically, like that kind of thing. Or like, my cousin listens to a lot of like rap kind of songs in Korean. Like, I don't really listen to those ones. And I can't think of any artists. Because I know there are some she really likes. But like, I don't really listen to that. But that's another, technically, it's not K-pop. Those are like K-rap, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But there's ones like that. But then I also like to listen to like Fun and Nate Roos. Nate Roos is actually the like singer of Fun, but he also had his own album.
Oh, okay.
And I really like those. What is it? The newest album? I don't know if it is anymore, but I don't remember what it's called. From Panic at the Disco, I really like. But I also really like video game soundtracks, especially Zelda ones. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen to the 25th anniversary CD a lot, and also, like, a lot of times if I'm trying to write or color or focus on something, I'll listen to either the Twilight Princess soundtrack, Wind Waker soundtrack, or Skyward Sword soundtrack, because I like the music from those three games in particular. And there's also something I recently started rewatching. I picked up where I left off of Hunter and Hunter, which is an anime from, I don't know, I think it was originally, there was one a while ago, but the newer one is from 2011, I think. I'm not very far into it, but
I think I may have watched 2011 one. I didn't know there was an older one.
I think there's an older one because it says like Hunter and Hunter 2011. So I think there's an older version too.
Huh.
I'm not sure, but I think so. But I like a lot of music in that. Like after I started rewatching, I'm like, I forgot how much I love the music in this. I don't know what it is about it because, you know, I've watched plenty of anime before, but there's just something about Hunter and Hunter that I just really like the music from that.
That and like pay attention to the music.
Oh, I love the music. I don't know what it is about it. There are like certain things, like you said, how you like a certain part of the music that, like, if you hear it in songs, you love it.
Yeah,
I'm a certain way like that too. I don't know. I can't even pick it out necessarily. You know, like the Hunter and Hunter music, where I'm like, I love this. Like, I don't know. I don't know why, but yeah. Oh, and you said you have Apple Music, right?
Yes.
Nice, because I can send you the playlist I have, because I made them for my friend who also is, like, she's listened to K-pop before, but she's trying to get more into it. Mm-hmm. So I made two separate playlists, where I made one that's just Bangtan's music and one that's like all of the K-pop music I have, which is from, it's only what I have on my phone. Like, there's others that I've listened to that I've forgotten about that's on like my old phone before I had Apple Music and stuff. And there are some songs that I downloaded because they're not on Apple Music. So I downloaded it from, you know, like a YouTube converter. And
mm-hmm.
So those might not work, or some that are like CD specific. So because I have the album, I could get it, but I can send you those playlists. And there's a lot of songs. So it was like over 600 or something.
Oh, wow.
And I've been recently, because I made that playlist, I started listening to it, and I'm like, oh yeah, this song I forgot about that I like. But yeah, I could send you those later after the podcast. But
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think there's, like, there are certain songs that I don't like. Like, in general, I don't really like country music at all. But I think that's really the only genre I could think of that I don't like anything from. Other than that, it kind of just varies by song as to whether I like it or not. It doesn't really matter the genre.
Yeah. I used to say, like, when I was younger, people would ask, oh, what kind of music you listen to? I was like, anything but country. You know? I was like, but it was really, like, old country. Like, old, slow, depressing, miserable country that I didn't like. But as music progressed, then country became more contemporary and had more like pop vibes to it, more rock vibes to it. So there are actually a few country songs that I actually kind of like. I still won't say that I like country as a genre, but, you know, I won't say that I don't like country at all.
There might be a few country songs I like, but for the most part, that's like, I just don't really like it. I just never really have. I think my mom likes it or used to like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my dad doesn't. My dad has like, I don't know how to describe his music taste, but I know songs that he listened to like when I was younger that nowadays I hear, I'm like, I know that song because of my dad. So it's like, like, there was one that came on in Hot Topic, and I was like, oh, I know this one. It's the one that's in German, Du hast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I think it's this song, because it was just started playing. And I was like, oh, maybe not. And my friend's like, no, it's not. And then it started playing. I was like, ah, I told you it was. I know it. I've listened to this song so many times because of my dad. He used to listen to it. I don't know if he still does, but stuff like that where just songs like that where I'll listen to them if they come on, but it's not really my type of music, but it just kind of brings back memories.
Mm.
But yeah, like, I don't know. My sister just likes sad music. I don't know why. I'm like, I don't like to be sad. That's why I like more upbeat music.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some sad songs and some slower songs that I like, but like two of my favorite Bangtan songs are slower. The Truth Untold and Let Me Know. Those are like two of my favorites, and they always have been, but they're slower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's this one song of theirs that I just hate. Like, it's just, I don't, it depends on there are certain repetitive beats I just hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Pink had a song. I can't think of what it was, but I hated it because it had, like, a repetitive, like, sound. And I can't remember what Bangtan's is called because I never listened to it. And, like, I kind of like how, like, they sing it. I just don't like the music, so I never listened to it.
It's
I think it's from School Love Affair. It's called, like, Where... I don't know, it's got the word wear in it, I think. I don't remember. But, you know, so it depends on the as to whether music's weird.
Music is very weird. And I was, another thing I was thinking about is, like, how... Like, you can... Like, how I was saying earlier, how, you know, there are certain types of chords or chord progression mm-hmm. that you like, and I was like, how do you come to like that? Like, how is it that your brain, you know, finds such elation or mm-hmm. such disdain, as like you said, with like the repetitive beats? So like, how is it that you come to not like that? Like, I don't know. I start like, when I start thinking about why the brain does things the way it does, and like certain aspects and certain emotions, and it just kind of like, it sucks me in, and I start like turning in on myself trying to think about it. And it's just kind of odd because you can't really explain why it makes you feel the way that it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird like that.
Because I feel like with the other senses, it's like, oh, I don't want to touch this because it's hot. And there's like a tactile response, like, it's hot, I don't want to touch that anymore. Or you smell something, it's like, oh, that stinks, I don't want to smell that. You taste something that's nasty, like, oh, yuck, I don't like that. And you see something that's gross, you're like, oh, I don't want to look at that. But other than like grating like noises that like irritate your ears, and it's like, something is like, how do you quantify a pleasurable melody?
Yeah, and then it's, you know, it extremely varies by person.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know, it's weird to think about that.
Now I got your brain twisted.
Like, you know, even like me and my friend, how we have some similar music tastes. Like, we both like K-pop, specifically BTS, and, you know, some other groups and some other songs. But even then, there are songs that we disagree on. And like, her music taste outside of K-pop, I find weird. Like, I don't really like the songs she listens to that's not K-pop. And she doesn't really like the ones that I listen to that's outside of K-pop.
Yeah.
So it's really weird. I have no idea. Oh, why is the brain weird?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
I don't even know how you'd, like, study that. that either.
I'm sure it's like some kind of psychology or a psychological type field where you can study like why the brain does what it does or why it reacts to. Because I'm pretty sure they've tested like somebody with certain stimuli and recorded the findings. Like they put them in an MRI machine and they watch like the brain waves and see which side of the brain lights up when they hear certain things. I don't know. There's some science behind it.
I know there's science behind it, but it's still, I don't know. It still seems random.
Yes.
But I don't know. And then, like you said, like how you like certain chord progressions, like how do you pick that out? And how do you like, how do certain songs have that? Why do multiple songs have it? Not just like, you know, it's just weird to have like a certain thing that you like in more than one. Because usually it's like you hear a song. And I mean, I know songs are similar, but especially if it's something you particularly like, it's just not very common usually because songs are so different.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm getting across what I mean very well because I'm confusing myself.
I think because I'm already in a state of confusion, I think I actually understand what you're saying.
Okay. Because I'm just trying to think out loud and like, I don't know if it sounds good or not.
I think I follow.
Like, there are plenty of songs that I like and I can't really tell you why.
Right.
And like, a lot of times, it, like you said, you'll hear a song and you're like, I like it. A lot of times it takes me a few listens of a song before I like it or not. A lot of times, if I first listen to, like, when Bogtod's album first comes out, I listen to it, and a lot of times my first go on the songs is like, I don't like any of these, or I only like two of them, and then I'll listen to the full album like three or four times, and then I'm like, okay, there's only like two that are okay, and the rest I actually do like. So for me, it's like, there are some songs that I like first try, but a lot of times it takes three or four times before I decide if I like it or not. I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's one thing to say, oh, I like this song because of the lyrics, because the lyrics mean something to me, because I can relate to it. But, yeah, when it comes to music, because there are, like, I'll tell you, like, one really good example of it is the Back to the Future theme song. Like, it's a song that has no lyrics. It's just an orchestral piece. And I literally love the song so much. I had it as my ringtone for a good while. And it was replaced by another orchestral piece. The Avengers theme song is now my ringtone now. And it's like, it's just especially with the Avengers theme song, it's like the power behind the horns and the, I don't even know how to explain it. Just the way it was composed, I guess, is just, it's everything.
Yeah.
It is literally everything.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I like to listen to, you know, like, video game soundtracks, usually specifically Zelda, so, you know, I don't care if there's no lyrics. Like, I don't remember if it's on the anniversary CD. Think it is, but like, just especially when it's the main theme of Zelda, like, you know, the one that everyone knows, when that starts playing, there's just something about it where it just gets me really happy and hyped up. Like, I don't know why, I just love it. Just so weird.
It is. It's just like, it's completely blowing my mind right now, and I don't know why.
There's just, I don't know, we're not first enough to be able to explain or figure anything out.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if you'd have to know about psychology or music or both to figure it out.
Probably both. I think psychology definitely, but having a little bit like music, because I think there's a thing called music therapy. I want to say I remember somebody, I heard somebody was majoring in music therapy. So I think there may be like a marriage of music and psychology that came together to probably explain stuff like this.
Interesting. I don't know. Yeah, I never thought about it. I don't know. It's just too much to think about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know how to like look into anything like this. Like, how do you even do more research on this if you're not like in any sort of field like that?
Right.
I mean, I guess you can look up articles, but I don't know
where to start searching.
I don't know where to start.
How to type it up.
I don't know how much, like, you know, how many terms there would be that I don't know, or, you know, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'd be something interesting to look into if, you know, we ever figure out how.
Right. It'd be something that we have to figure out. But to kind of backtrack a little bit, while we were talking about that, I was looking up the Hunter x Hunter anime. And so there were two. One came out in 1999. And then the other came out in 2011.
Mm.
So I think what it was that the one that came out in 1999 was based off of the manga as it was written up until that point. Mm-hmm. And after that anime came out, I think they started writing more. They started releasing more of the manga. And so in 2011, when it was rebooted, they started all the way back from the beginning again. And then they brought it all the way forward. So I think the ones that we've been watching have been the one from 2011.
Yeah. I know I've been watching the 2011 one because it tells me, like, Hunter x Hunter 2011.
Ah. Because I remember when I was when I started watching it, it was probably about 2012 when I started watching it. And it didn't make the distinction because I was watching it on Crunchyroll. No, it wasn't that early. It had to be maybe late 2013, early 2014. It's funny because I stopped watching Hunter x Hunter because I started watching Achievement Hunter videos. Because the job that I had, I was a webmaster and I was running a website. And running a website is really, when you're running a website managing social media, this was right about the time where like social media automation was becoming a big thing. So you could just, you know, write up all your posts and set it to publish whenever it was that you, whatever time you wanted to publish it. And of course, my leadership didn't know about that. And me being the young guy who was good with computers, I mean, that was all I had to do. I was like, okay, I can set up a day's worth of work and just let it schedule to run when it wants to run. And then I have the rest of the day to not really do anything. I mean, unless there was like a serious issue with something on the website or something needed to be updated or anything like that. But for the most part, I was sitting in my office watching YouTube. And my commander was really big into anime. And so he told me about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. He told me about Hunter x Hunter. He told me about Blue Exorcist. Just like a whole bunch of different stuff. And so I started watching Hunter x Hunter. And I was watching, trying to get through episodes of that, you know, just about every day. But I think on Crunchyroll at the time, they only had the subbed version. So, you know, it was taking away more of my attention. So I couldn't really get through them as fast as I would normally do with something that was dubbed. But yeah, so I was watching that and I got up to a certain point and then fell into Achievement Hunter and just never looked back into the anime. And then even because a couple years ago, Hunter x Hunter's, well, it might have been like Yeah, I want to say probably about like 2017. Hunter and Hunter started coming on Cartoon Network on Toonami. And so I started watching it, but, you know, of course it started all the way back from the beginning. And I was like, oh, I've seen all these already. Don't really want to watch those. And then I kind of fell off of it again.
Huh. Yeah, because I watched it originally on Crunchyroll. I watched like the first 8 episodes or something, and then I told my cousin about it. And then so we started watching it, so I just restarted it. And then we got, I don't remember, I think we got up into like the 20s, and then we stopped. And then I just picked it up like 2 days ago again, because it's on Netflix now, and I can get that on my TV. And they've got, I don't know, like the first, it said like, I don't remember how many seasons, but they had more than one, I think, on Netflix. And I looked to see on Crunchyroll where I had left off, and I just picked it up from Netflix. And yeah, so I did, and I watched the sub. And so it's nicer to be able to watch it on my TV because, you know, I can read the subtitles better and watch the screen better at the same time rather than on my phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've, and you know, like with the theme song, and it keeps skipping over the theme song, and occasionally I would go back. So I'm like, no, I like this. I want to listen to it.
Yeah,
I
dare you skip it. They did have a good theme song.
Yeah. And like, the theme song, and then just like the music that plays in the background, which sometimes it's like a play on the theme and sometimes it's other songs. And I don't know, I just love the music from it. And I even texted my cousin, I was like, so I started watching Hunter and Hunter again, and I forgot how much I love the music. I don't know, it's just got a really good soundtrack.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to look into it again, because just thinking about the theme song now is just like, ah, that was. It was lovely. And the ending theme, too. The ending theme was awesome.
Yeah, and that one's nothing like the opening theme.
No, not at all.
But it's still, I don't know, even like that song I like. Like, I don't know, there's just something about it. I really like the Hunter and Hunter song.
And as the more I think about it, the more I'm remembering now. Because I always like, even though... Like with, because with Crunchyroll with the free subscription, you know, like they have ads in the middle of and everything. But like, even when it's, they have like the built-in commercial breaks within the show. I always remember like the little music build up to go into the commercial break. I always like that too. So I am definitely going to look. Let me, wait, I gotta see if I got Achievement Hunter videos to watch first.
I haven't really been watching a lot of Achievement Hunter videos lately. I've been watching a lot of Funhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially because Funhouse has the, just on YouTube, they have their live stream going, you know, that plays all their videos. So I've just been having that for background noise a lot lately.
Yeah. That's a good way to see a bunch of stuff that you may have missed because you just, you know, you'll see like the cover art for it and you're like, you know, don't really want to watch it, and just, you kind of just not think about it, so you skip over it. But if it's already on and you happen to hear it, then it's good to catch that.
And then it's nice too when they play like a video from a series that I already watched, but you know, it's one of their like, I'm like, oh man, I remember this series. It's really funny.
It's so funny because remember we were talking about Lindsay's duvet assault course moment? I think the day after we talked about that, I was watching RTTV and they were just doing a run of Galacticraft, and I just so happened to catch it on the episode that she said it, and it just cracked me up all over again. I probably have seen it like 2 or 3 times in passing, either from RTTV or watching different Minecraft compilations on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like the best moment in Minecraft history.
It was so funny. Like, and I don't blame Lindsay at all, like, you know, for thinking that, because I have dumb moments like that too, where it's like, oh, you're right, I'm completely wrong. Like, I could just, that makes it extra funny. It's just that I can relate to it too.
Yeah. Lindsay,
I could totally see myself doing something like that.
Lindsay is just precious. There was a there's a Rainbow Six Siege video that just came out. Because normally it's like Ryan, Michael, Jeremy, Alfredo, Jack, Jeff, pretty much all the guys are playing Siege. I don't think Lindsay has ever been in a Siege video, but I guess they were short in the office, and so Lindsay was in a Siege video. So, of course, Lindsay's not the best at shooters, but so there was one round they were playing, and Lindsay shot at somebody, and she downed them. But when she shot at him and she saw him go down, she, like, celebrated. And then so Jeremy was telling her, Lindsay, he's not dead. You got to kill him. And she had to, like, snap back into reality and, like, get, because they were playing on PC. And so she had to, like, get her hands back on the mouse and keyboard to, like, finish the guy off. But then somebody wound up killing her. And so they were talking about she was celebrating too early. And Jeremy was like, yeah, because I was watching her. And he's like, I came around the corner and I saw her, and I saw when she shot the guy, and then I saw her character just stop moving. So I know she was celebrating. And then when I told her that he wasn't dead, she had to kill him. I saw her character like snap back to life when she put her hand back on the mouse.
Like, oh, you're right, my bad.
She was so proud of herself.
I'm glad. That's really funny.
Lindsay is absolutely, absolutely precious. Just everything she does.
I know. I love her. My God. Have you seen, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, she posted a picture of Luna, who's 4 months. Look at all the hair Luna has.
No, she I hadn't
so
seen
it. So much hair. Oh my God. And it's like really dark too. If you go, you should be on her Instagram, I think.
Okay. Because I was just thinking to myself earlier, because I think I saw her tweet something. And either that or she posted a picture or something. And I was just thinking, I was like, I haven't seen any pictures of Luna lately. But I'm not really on her Instagram a lot. And I'm pretty sure that's probably where they all are.
Hmm. Yeah, she always posts it to Instagram, and then I know it always posts to her Tumblr too, but I'm not on Twitter very often, so I don't know about Twitter, but she posts it on Instagram, and then it also posts on her Tumblr.
Yeah, I think her Twitter links back to her Instagram too.
But yeah, Luna's really cute, and she's just got a lot of dark hair. It was funny to see Iris when she would always post pictures of Iris, and like as she was growing up, she just looks so much like both Michael and Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And like she has the, you know, like lighter reddish kind of hair, but nope, Luna's just got a lot of dark hair. It also feels like it's been a lot longer than 4 months.
It does.
Like when she posted, "Oh, Luna's 4 months." I'm like, really? Only 4 months? Just feels like it's been so much longer.
Ah, yeah, she she looks just like Michael. Yeah, that is a lot of hair.
It's a lot of hair. I remember when one of my sisters was born, she had a lot of really dark hair too, and at first like it was like me and dad were like, yeah, it's black, and mom and a couple other people were like, no, it's brown, but it was definitely black at first, and it got lighter and turned in. It was definitely black at first though for a little. Or like when one of my brothers, he had a lot of hair in the back but not in the front. Like, yeah. It almost looked like he was, like, balding. So, one time, I don't know who came over. I think my uncle, and mom was holding him where he had, like, you know, he was over his shoulder. So, his back was to my uncle. And he's like, oh, look at the hair. Mom's like, hold on, let me turn him around. He just had no hair in the front, just a ton in the back. It was really weird. Babies are weird.
Yeah, they are.
Ugh, man. I haven't dealt with babies in a while. Thankfully, because, man, they're a handful.
Yeah. They definitely are.
Well, we certainly went weird with our topics today.
Yeah, we were definitely all over the place.
Why do we always get so off topic? Oh my god, you know what happened today?
What's that?
I went to the store and I remembered I could make watermelon noodles, and so I got everything so I could make them. So sometime within the next couple days, I'm going to make some watermelon.
Awesome.
I have everything I need.
That is incredible.
Yeah, first watermelon noodles of the year.
This is an event to celebrate.
I'm so excited. They're so good. I should hold off and wait till I hang out with my friend next time, because I think she's coming over next week sometime, but I'll probably just say screw it and have to buy another watermelon.
You won't be able to wait.
I almost made it today, but I was like, eh.
Just ready to get into it.
I'll probably wait till Saturday, because tomorrow I'm supposed to be babysitting, and it takes a little bit to make.
Yeah.
So, probably wait till Saturday, but I don't think I'll be able to wait longer than that. I can take a picture and show you when I'm done.
Then I'll be jealous, because I don't want to be able to taste it.
I can send you the recipe, and you can buy everything.
I'll never make it. I literally forgot I had chicken breast in my freezer today. I came home, I was like, what am I going to eat? I have nothing to eat. And so I went in my freezer and I took out some hamburger patties at thaw. And I was like, what is this? And it's just frozen chicken breast. So I was like, I completely forgot I had this in here.
Well, that's why, at least with the watermelon, it's sitting on your counter so you can see that you have it.
That's very true. That is very true. I just have to get around to actually making it. But yeah, send me the recipe. Yeah. It'll be something fun to try.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because it depends. You might have to get some things on Amazon, because I know I did. Like the rice syrup and the, I don't remember what else I got online. But there's some things you can get in stores. And then it also kind of depends what store. Because I know, like, Kroger used to have the soda that you're supposed to use. But at least my Kroger, the one that I go to that's around here, they don't have it anymore. But you can just use Sprite to instead. They basically taste the same. So I just bought a Sprite to use. But yeah, so there might be a couple things you have to get on Amazon. But for the most part, I found like everything in the store today. Besides like two things that I bought online that I already had because I bought it last week. So
yeah.
But yeah, I'll send you the recipe. And then I'll send you the link to the video that the chick that I use, because she has the recipe in the description, but she also like makes it on camera, and because she adds more of the red pepper powder and the red pepper paste than I do, because the more you add, the spicier it is.
Right.
So I don't add quite as much. So mine's not as spicy as hers, but yeah, you can add more or less whatever you want.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll send that to you later.
That would be awesome.
Because then you can try it and tell me what you think about it.
Yes. That'd be fun. But to any of our listeners, if you have recipes that you want to send to us, that would be amazing. And we'd love to see some of the things that you like to cook or some of the things that you like to eat. You can easily send those to us. You can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right at the top of our page. You can just click that, send a recipe, send in questions, send in stories, tell us what chord progressions and music that you like. Anything like that, you can just send it to us and we'll get it and we'll read it on the show. You can also find us on Facebook at Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. You can find us on Twitter at SpiderBitesCast, or you can email us, SpiderBitesPodcast@gmail.com. Any one of those ways, you can get in touch with us, and we would love to hear from you all. And if you like the show, you like hearing us get completely off topic and go in six different directions and the conversations that we have. We would love for you to come back, and we would love for you to keep up with the show by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify. Any one of those, you can subscribe to us and you can get alerted and updated every time we release a new episode. And if you like us and you really, really like us, you can leave us a rating and a review. So that way we can see how much you like us. But also, if you leave us reviews, we can find out what is that you like about the show. What do you think can be improved upon? So that way we can produce a better quality show for you guys and make sure that we stay on top of the things that you all want to hear. If you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, you don't want the apps cluttering up your phone, you can go to our website, spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player, and you can just pick and choose from whichever episode that you want to listen to and listen to it straight from your browser. And that's our episode.
Well, trying to think of a thought that I could use to wrap up, but I got nothing.
So I think once we run out of thoughts...
The music really stopped.
Once we run out of thoughts, it really means it's
stopped all thought.
Time to wrap it up.
Yeah, and then especially with how just the music went and how I'm still confused about it all.
I think Ashley's brain needs a rest, so we need to just go ahead and cut it. So, on that note, thank you all for joining us. We love you very much, and we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya.